everybody, and welcome to another episode of Art and Labor. We are the podcast dedicated to art workers of the world unite, Hito Strayal Dank meme stash. Let's have fun.
What's up, doodle bitches?
What's up, doodle bitches?
Yo. It's radio.
Neo Yokio is an anti-capitalist masterpiece.
Well, it's not anymore, actually. There's a new one.
Oh, damn.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and I'm OK Fox.
I'm Lucia Love, and I saw Us.
Man, I'm so jealous. I would have gone with you.
I had to do it by myself because I needed to be maximum terrified. Just hanging in the back row of a theater that was totally packed. Just like having a weird communal experience with a bunch of strangers where we are all like grabbing each other's arms and going like, no, no, you can't, no, fucking no. Just the whole, all of us, me and,
I love that.
And these other women, they were like on dates or something, but then we just ended up having this
You're
thing.
We're all having an experience together.
I just got absorbed into it because the whole theater was like busting out, laughing and just like, you know, yelling and, yeah,
man,
I love it.
That was like Get Out to like the end of Get Out.
Everybody cheers.
Everybody, oh, it's beautiful seeing that in a theater full of people being like, who all understand how fucking terrifying the police are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so cathartic and like, yeah. And like
the TS motherfucking A.
Like, oh my God. It's
yeah,
like,
it's a friend. Oh, imagine if that's what it was like when law enforcement came up. Like, oh, thank God it's a friend.
But it's so much more beautiful when it's just like friend and you're all like, collectively, like we all understand like this feeling and like we're all there, and it's like a nice reminder of like, oh, these like strangers around us that we're taught to be constantly afraid of, like, are mostly just like us. Like,
yeah, well, that's what going to the movies is for, you know, having a real raucous group extravaganza where you're just all throwing some popcorn around, freaking out. Dude, I gotta tell you, this movie, oh, just like, if you haven't seen it, just see it. You gotta see it.
We're not gonna get into spoilers because I haven't seen it. Just so everyone knows, I haven't seen it either, so we're not gonna go into super spoilery things.
It's totally. I was so this morning, after not really sleeping because I was like, waiting for my doppelganger to kill me.
Or your cat.
No, my cat wouldn't. No, I was like, the doppelganger is going to come in to my room, take a bite out of my cat, and then stab me to death. I was pretty sure that was going to happen the whole night. I was going to, like, and then I got really into, like, oh, my doppelganger probably is probably, like, pretty spidery.
Yeah.
And, like, can crawl up walls and shit.
Oh, you'd be, like, a spindly, dwindly fucking ghoul.
Yeah, just with, like,
ghoul,
nasty, like skull face.
Yeah.
Just, like, pale and freaky and just comes and just is like, haha, I got you now.
Yeah, you'd be, like, the little demon that, like, pokes people's ass.
Like,
like, with the pitchfork, like.
Yeah, classic. And I was waiting for that, but it didn't happen. So maybe tonight, I'm not sure.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, but this morning I was like, hold on a second, I wonder if anybody's doing critique about how this is like an anti-capitalist elastic metaphor.
That's awesome.
Yeah, people are totally willing to like throw that out there. There's one camp that's like, this, or, you know, quote unquote, this sophomoric attempt is like shamefully like overstepping in its like attempt to create meaning and ultimately fails. And then the other camp is like, yo, that's straight up about revolution. Like, no shit. All the crazy fucks wearing red coming out of the underground. I wonder what that's about. Damn, this is scary.
That rolls, man.
Yeah, home that, invasion.
Like, okay, galaxy brain take. Chelsea Peretti quit Brooklyn Nine-Nine because they're getting, her and her husband, Jordan Peele, are getting more radicalized, and she realized that she was being a weird scab pro cop propaganda.
Maybe.
That's my hope.
Yeah.
My hope is that there's some like weird like robbing bank cup like rich couple that's gonna fund the revolution.
Oh yeah.
I know that's stupid, but I always get those weird fantasies.
No,
I'm like, what if someone's rich and good to us?
Yeah.
Which is stupid.
But. Well, the thing is, you know, wow, all of these entertainers, you know, the movie makers, the musicians, the artists, the designers, they're all gonna give back because they're so, their hearts are in the right place and they give us so many laughs, so many double takes.
I mean, it's that parasocial shit of like, I like them, so I don't want them to be an evil capitalist.
They love us. They're making statements about anti-capitalism, so they must not want to make money for themselves. They probably want to just, you know, everything they get, they'll redistribute.
They have like a cabal of like redistribution of, like that is like,
yeah,
off the grid and.
Yeah, they have this. They're just a very loving, like everyone that I've ever encountered in the history of the world. It's like if they're an entertainer, it's because they're a really good person.
An underground guerrilla, you know, Antifa group funded by the celebrities I like.
Totes. And there's no one who moves in the shadows anonymously better than celebrities. No one better than a completely recognizable face that's followed by the paparazzi.
Such a tricky thing going on here because I'm like, you know, I mean, I'm half like being sincere and longing and wistful for it to be true and half being like, I know I'm being, I'm sorry, I'm being ironic. Like, well, I don't know.
Well, it's funny, you know, I think it perfectly dovetails into something that we were talking about earlier with like the concept of creating art and social practice and like, what does it mean to have a message and what does it mean to be expressing these elements of culture? And like, you know, how do we do it inside of a capitalist framework? And yeah, like, is there a way to critique the system from inside, or are we all just kind of like talking about the way the Titanic is sinking and like if the chairs really do the sinking justice?
That's a great way to put it. I mean, it's like people feel like sort of powerless, and then they're just like, oh, but at least I'm, you know, doing the best I can in my industry. I don't know.
Oh, like the hustlers?
The hustlers, like the people who are like morally, I'm doing the best I can within my industry. And like, you know, I'm just going to take solace in that and, you know, not really open my mind to maybe anything material I could be doing to help positive change in the world.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like an assuasion of guilt or something.
Definitely. Well, yeah, and I think like something happens to us when we're experiencing these cultural moments that like the catharsis feels so real that mm-hmm. we like forget that it's not adding to any actual social change. It's just like,
yeah,
oh, I recognize stuff that's happening because like I saw the performance where the people were like wearing symbolic costumes, and then I was like, yeah, that's true. Sometimes you know, racism, and that sucks.
Yeah,
damn.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, psych things that are going on like mentally can sometimes feel like you're really doing something, but it's not actually like
right. We're all stuck in the like in the little matrix pods.
And even worse, the worst version of that is like, oh, I watched a thing about people doing something materially good, and therefore
Yeah.
I did something.
Listen, it's called signal boosting. I saw the stock.
Oh, but you're getting into the actual, like, you know, MFA phenomenon of the art of social practice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it, as far as dissecting this whole thing goes, may as well just hit the nail on the head. The field of social practice, right, it's relatively new phenomenon that you can even get a degree in this.
Yeah.
And it is taking over the discourse of, you know, artistic production. So now when you want to go to school or you want to, you know, make a project, you want to have a communication with your community at large, it has to be like, well, this is me, this is my identity, this is the position that I'm making this work from, and this is the social issue that I'm engaged with, and I don't use any materials because materials are capitalist, but of course you're going to pay me to just show up instead, and nobody gets any product at the end of it except for they feel really like they've addressed something important.
Yeah, I don't know if we said this on the podcast, but it's just sort of like the, maybe I said this before, but like just sort of like the trust falls in gym class of art practice. It's like the fucking, you know, group team building activities of
totally
like of marketing fucking, but of, you know, like like corporate retreat, but make it art. Like, I mean,
it basically is like if you're going to, you know, approach institutions that usually fund these activities, it'll be like, oh, of course, we need $10,000 to maybe $50,000 so that we can just get a bunch of people in the same place and hire like crowd control, and then like, and then we do a recreation of the people's mic.
Ooh, instead of paying teachers, we can pay these artists a third the price.
Yes.
And they'll watch all these kids for a couple hours.
Yes. And then we'll just like invite the kids to talk about their experiences, but like maybe they could do it in like a bouncy castle, but the bouncy castle It's like about equal footing. So if you jump in it, you know, it like knocks somebody else down sometimes. And like, just hope that people understand that being in a bouncy castle, you gotta be careful. Just don't jump around in there.
If you all jump at the same time,
you might break the castle.
That's a cool one. But that, I mean, that's an extremely cynical, like, they're like, there is, like, social practice art that's indistinguishable from corporate team building exercises.
Yeah.
But then there's a lot of social practice art that, like, does, you know, something. It does do something that affects more than just the people looking at the art, but I don't know.
Like, I think the argument is just that there are people who actually do good work. You know, and it's just, and it's like, okay, why does the art have to be everything all the time? Because it's not cutting it. So like, just try to make good art, and if it's not saving like everyone from something, that's, you know, just like stop putting so much pressure on it.
Really, I kind of want to go back to this, because like, really, what's the difference between like getting a fucking degree in social practice and getting a fucking degree in teaching? I mean, like,
well, getting a degree in teaching, you like actually learn
right
techniques of how to communicate with people and like parcel out information and show like different ways, like, you know, being a math teacher is way different than being an English teacher.
No, totally. Like, but I, you know what I mean, like being even like getting your degree to teach art.
Oh,
for example,
totally.
or like to, you know, to teach a class on protest, or, you know, like,
yeah, all of this stuff is pretty like squishy, like,
yeah,
I don't know where the boundaries are here in this I mean, it's a newly developing field, like most of the codified art world and like wherever the market is touched. But
I mean, I am for like activist people taking money from institutions to fund their activism because maybe they can't get a job in places or I don't know. I don't know. And
well, it's interesting now because like going into the social practice thing of like all the protests against the Sackler family, a lot of museums now are divesting from the money that they offered. So it's like, oh, wow, well, that's cool. Like the museum just showed.
Yeah, the Tate didn't take Sackler money.
And the Guggenheim just followed suit, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, so
it worked.
Yeah, so yeah, they had a protest and I mean it's I knew it was going to do something and it did the thing, but at the same time like okay, so does that money come from ticket sales or something? Cuz
they're just going to cut the coat check people that they keep on 1099s.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it's just like okay, great. Social practice, like we brought awareness to the fact that opiates are killing people. We got the museums to admit that they feel ashamed, and now let's see, like, are you know what's the next domino that's going to fall? They have to get some money from somewhere else. A lot of it is going to go to the CEO, and no one is addressing the entire structure of capitalism. So a lot of this whole thing is just like performative actions that take a chip away from an infrastructure that still operates under the idea that it have to have a profit margin, and no like substantive change has been made to ensure that like those like the detriments are absorbed by like something sustainable, like oh, well, you know, we have taxes and stuff to pay for this, you know?
Well, it's not about that. It's about a pretty little bow at the end of documentary. Like
everyone's like, we did it.
Like,
guys, we did it.
Here's the end.
That's
like, we nailed it. Put a bow on it. It's an art piece now.
Fuck yeah. We scared the money away.
All right. Maybe I'm a bit high, but I think I got there.
Yo, you know what? Edibles are great. Yeah. I don't think any of this stuff is any less true.
I mean, you guys on this episode might not realize this, but we are recording this episode after we just went to fucking Hudson Yards and did a fucking Hudson Yards episode.
Yeah. Yeah, we were just at the Hudson Yards. It was incredibly miserable.
Speaking of social practice.
Oh, wow. Yeah. There was a lot of, like, engagement there. And the public art? Mm. I mean, those people really had an interest in, like, how to appreciate stairs together.
They, you know what they loved? They loved waiting in line to get a ticket to wait online to go on the ride.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, maybe people aren't going to get a ticket. Oh, let's put a blue light inside of the stairs. Mm. And then everyone's going to be like, I got to see
gotta
that.
Get in there. Gotta get in there. If all the rich people are flying that thing to Mars, I want to be in there when they do.
Mm-hmm. It's only gonna be the best people.
Guys, if we get a ticket into the vessel, this is how we know if we get chosen to be in the fucking space sarcophagus with all of our favorite celebs.
Oh, yes. My dream is to make it in the afterlife.
Vessel.
Oh. Enter the vessel. That's what they were like in the line. They were like shrouded. I don't know why everyone like they just had scythes and they barred the entry with the scythes.
Literally the county fair. I'm at the county fair.
Yeah.
I'm waiting in line to go into the haunted house.
And it was dark around the vessel. It was like nighttime. And then these hooded figures were like, do you have a ticket? Do you, bitch?
Must have a ticket to enter the vessel and go to Heaven's Gate.
And then we were like, ah, damn, yo, but I don't want to give anybody my email.
Yeah, yeah, because that's the other thing. These aren't paper tickets, baby. Oh, no, no, no. Mm-mm. This is the future. All the tickets are on your phone, even though it's free. But it's not free because you're giving them your email. And if you take a photo, it's not your photo. It's our photo, baby.
Yeah, so then we were like, I guess let's not go to the other world today.
Couldn't do it. We never made it up the vessel. That's a spoiler in case you listened to that this episode before that.
I don't want spams. I just don't want any spams. Dude, I mean, who knows? We missed out on this sarcophagus. I just don't... I don't need to know that the Hudson Yards exist. I can't stop being told.
I'm sorry, but you're it's going to come back because it's coming to your neighborhood next.
I know.
Well, Hudson Yards too, baby.
I've given up.
Streetcars.
Streetcars.
Two malls this time.
We're installing little blonde girls with big swirly lollipops.
Get this. Instead of a billboard, it's a piece of art, and you do like an art crawl in the mall instead of looking at like a coming soon Aeropostale.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. I don't want to see advertisements for places that I could go to. Mm-mm. I just want to see reminders of things that exist, like a piece of art that has a picture of the vessel on it. I could be like, oh yeah, the vessel is right over there.
It's right over there. Oh, but this one's got little eyes on it.
Oh, fuck, yo. This one's got anime shit.
It looks like it'd be on a skateboard.
Oh, fuck. I fucking love art on a skateboard.
Yes.
Yeah. Gotta... I want this.
I'm gonna do a bunch of fucking cardboard cutouts like I'm doing a fancy Fifth Avenue window, but it's art.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I'm gonna do a photo of a lady in a dress. But the... Lady, there's no logo.
Boom, 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 boom.
Think about that.
Put it in your hat. Think about it.
Jesus Christ. See, and this is art, you know? Everyone is like, ooh, I got this idea. Ooh. And when you're in the middle of it, right, it's obnoxious. It's just ridiculous. Like, because... these things are not important. Like, if you could just go through an experience and, like, let it happen and not be bombarded, then maybe you could be like, oh, that's cool. You know, I don't feel either way about it.
Yeah, but the smushing together all the things at once, that's what really got me being in there, was the, like...
Yeah.
This is several experiences at the same time.
It's just, to me, I don't have any barriers around it anymore. You know, I just see, it's like, okay, so here we're in a fully constructed node of the, you know, simulacrum or whatever.
Ooh, it was so Baudrillard.
It's so like...
Oh my God, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is just like virtual reality because every object is a condensation of thought. And it's, so when you go through the experience, it's like... Like, well, of course, like, all of this is just a spectrum of lifestyle.
Yeah.
And this is all, like, we have in the simulation. We're just fucking beep-boops walking around, and everyone doesn't know what to do with themselves, but it doesn't matter, because music is playing.
I needed to be high, but I finally understand simulation and simulacra.
Oh, nice.
I get it now. It clicked. Finally.
Yeah. You just, you were just in, you were in there. But the weird thing is that we're still in there.
Yeah.
And then you just,
I'm right back there. When we were talking, I'm like, oh, I'm right back at Hudson Yards.
Oh, fuck. We're right in there. And we're still in there. It's just that now we're surrounded by things we like.
It's so much easier when we're surrounded by things we like.
Yeah, dude. All of it is just preference. It's like, oh my God, I love my stuff. Like, I love my things that my friends make and sell to me for money I can afford to pay.
Oh, this is something that we didn't record on the podcast, but I'm going to ask you again right now.
Oh.
yes. Hello, Lucia Love. It is I, Mr. Hudson Yards.
Oh my gosh. Hi. Hello. Hello, Mr. Hudson Yards.
I am a huge fan of your paintings. Paintings. They're paintings, correct?
That's what's on my website.
Lucia Love, I am a big fan of your paintings, and I'm wondering, will you do a mural in my Hudson Yards?
Do you pay up front?
Well, I suppose I can give you half of your fee now and half at the end of the mural.
Okay, I accept these $5,000 up front?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I accept.
Yeah.
And I will see you. Hold on, hold on, wait for it. I'm just going to get you a proposal ready.
Oh, thank you. We do require a proposal.
It's going to work it immediately. Hold on. Do you like the... this is like a ball. This is a ball of just... well, it was a bag of chips, and I just crumpled it into a ball. And I think you could probably use, like, a tack or something to put this up.
About the juxtaposition of consumed items and disposability versus permanence and...
Yes, the piece is called Hope Springs Eternal.
Sold. You're sold. Where how, I'm going to write you the check right now.
Thank you. Thanks. Pleasure doing business with you. Mr. Hudson Yards, you're never going to get another installation quite like this.
We're proud to have you aboard our ship.
Oh man. Yeah, fuck that. But would you do an installation there? I mean, like, would anyone put their life into, like,
That's the thing. It's like, I'm sure it's all proposal. I'm sure they don't just give, they probably, I mean, maybe they wrote a check to Rob Pruitt because they like had some deal with Gavin Brown to get some piece of art that they wanted for their collection in exchange for promoting their artist. And I mean, it's probably all, maybe they're all of that, but, or some version of that, some version of applications.
Yeah, it's all triangulating. Like, maybe this will be good for someone else.
That's literally how it worked at Artform. It was like so many of the ads were like trades for like weird, who knows what. Like, yeah, that's just how it is. It's all bullshit. A lot of it's not money because it's like if you have a thing worth more than money, you're gonna pay with that.
Oh yeah. Well,
would you pay with something other than money, or accept something other than money?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Real estate.
Yes. Property. Ugh. I would just accept, never think about it again. Ugh.
I'd be like, oh dang. Oh shoot. You wanna give me an apartment in the Hudson Yards? Fuck, I hope I can sell that. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I mean,
I know art.
Is there like an artist who's, like original you'd really like, who's like, you know, not like your friend or something you have access to?
I think it would be pretty cool to have a Marcel Zama drawing. Cool. Actually, I think that would be really cool.
Oh yeah. Oh, an Otto Dix etching.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh.
Whoa, that would be cool.
Be so cool.
I would look at it all the time, judging by the amount of times I look at reproductions of these things.
I always, whenever there's,
Yeah. It would be cool.
What else? Anything? Any
I don't know. Like a little Cecily Brown painting from like 10 years ago. Yes. When she was just really like. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We did it. We did the thing that every podcast does.
Oh, yeah. We have a lost tape now.
We did the thing where we lost the rest of the 45 minutes we recorded.
Oh, God. It's creeped me out. Just totally creeped me out. I was like, so oh, no. Fucked. Oh, no. Lost data. And
it
then
was hubris. It was such hubris because we were like.
But then a scarecrow just started following me.
Yeah, I don't know what to think about this. Like scarecrow with all these scary masks.
Yeah, like scary. Just started following me. Like the data went out the window, and I open up Instagram, and it's just masks and masks of like
Lucia's in like Freddy got. For the or what is it? Five Nights at Freddy's. Freddy got fingered.
No, but they're kind of scary though. Yeah. I would be really scared if someone was just like, I don't know, if I didn't know who they were under there.
Picture this: a creepy clown.
Ugh,
y'all.
A creepy clown, but it's actually just like a sack on someone's head, and it's like stitched together.
Oh my God. I don't know if this is cut from the episode or not, but at one point we admit that we were stoned.
Oh, super duper stoned. Super duper stoned. Sorry. We ate some weed.
Because we were so stressed out after the fucking Hudson Yards thing, and it's just like a nightmare, and like we talked about it, and you guys know. But, oh, my God, the episode, it was so funny because, like, by the end of it, we were, like, tying all the ties together. We were just like, it's Baudrillard. It's social practice.
Oh, man. It's yeah, meta. It was an epic
and
thread.
And when we literally said, like we put a bow on it, and this episode is our social practice. It's a meta social practice bow.
Yeah, it was perfect. We, like, high-fived at the top of a mountain.
We literally said, I love you.
Yeah. And that's still true, though.
Still true. But we were like, this is the best episode.
Yeah, it was like, oh, God, we could see through to the other plane.
Manuel Arturo Abreu's new article about social practice, and they're an amazing writer, and they have several books. Like, one is called Consonance, one is called Transtrender. And they're just excellent, and like the article is like really good, and like has a weird little editor's note at the end that's very funny. So we'll probably have to record this episode again, but it really is such a shame because the article just came out and it's really good.
It came out on like the 6th.
It's, yeah.
You know, news travels
yeah,
slow.
Yeah, and, you know, the other thing is we're both traveling for 2 weeks, but that's why it's like, because we don't really have time to re-record it right now. But it really is a shame because I'm going to be in Japan for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, and I'm going to be in Chicago and L.A.
And you
come
should,
and see my stand-up.
Well, tell the listeners where you're going.
I'm going to the United States Artists Assembly, and if you're in Chicago, I want to see you.
You're gonna see Ari and Kevin and all the doodle bitches that we talked to.
Doodle bitches, my friend Susie. What's up?
So nice.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, aside from that, there's gonna be a big conference where a lot of art world folks are going to be celebrating the awards of people in cross-disciplinary practices.
Yeah, and this was like our bow at the end of our social practice episode because we were like, and then Lucia's going to this fucking
epic meta social practice event. It's gonna be rich. Yeah, I mean, but whatever. We have news. There's tours. So, you know, gonna be in LA afterwards. Hopefully, the folks who were at the Hammer Museum, congratulations on
No, but their strike Union is Endeavor. Their strike is going really, like, they're having a really hard time, and like the contract that they're probably gonna get a really shit contract. It's like not going good for them. But then
they need some support.
Yeah, and they reach out to us, we've been trying to reach back to them, but they haven't gotten back to us, and so we just want any people who can in LA reach out to the Hammer Museum.
Yeah, so I will be in LA, and I'd be happy to come to the Hammer.
Yeah.
Hit me up. Yo, slide up in those DMs.
Yeah, we were trying, like, and like we were saying, like, you know, even though we're traveling, if something is pressing with the Hammer, people just need to let us know, and we can, like, you know, somebody can call in, and we can talk on the phone. Like, that's the magic of the internet.
And I think everybody gets it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, but I just want folks to know.
They all found us through the internet. They know.
Like, that this Hammer Museum strike is going on right now, and they need our support. They don't really have an internet social media presence, so it's, like, it's kind of on us to, like, figure out what's going on there.
Yeah, I'll be there on the 29th.
Yeah, perfect. God.
Yeah, you're so going bizarre. To Japan, and I'm you're going to go pod from a pod.
Yeah, I want a pod in a pod hotel, but I didn't end up booking a pod hotel because a lot of them are gendered. Like, men only, that, and I'm like, I don't know if I...
Yeah. Forget it.
Qualify.
I heard they're kind of, they're sad. I heard they're kind of sad.
I mean, yeah, they're like weird little, businessmen, like, oh, I miss my train things, or whatever.
Yeah, it's a drunk tank.
Yeah, drunk tank, or my wife kicked me out for whatever reason.
Drunk tank.
Yeah, drunk tank. Yeah. Oof. But yeah, I'm so stoked about going to Japan because I've never been, and I said this all before very sincerely, that I've been trying to go to Japan since I was a young kid and never did, and now I finally can, and I'm really, really thankful, and I'm really thankful to everybody who has supported me through the years and supports this podcast because it allows us to do some really cool stuff. That it makes life worth living.
True. Yeah, this is really keeping the ship together.
Yeah, I'm just so stoked. I'm so stoked to be doing this podcast, and I'm stoked to be doing it in other places. And I hope everyone continues to enjoy our shit, even though we're going to be in two separate places.
Yeah, we're going on adventures. We're going to take pictures of things, talk to people.
Yep.
We're going to have an adventure. Connect with the deepest roots of a faraway fantasy coming true.
Oh my God.
We're living so... living the life. Just living the best life. Living
great.
We might be living our best lives.
I think right now we're living our best lives.
I think my life is on the incline in terms of best. It's just it feels
Dude, that kicks ass.
Just feels great. Could be
kicks ass.
Yeah, could be all right.
I'm excited. I'm just so thrilled, and like, even though we lost the best podcast we loved.
I know, I'm just shook. I'm totally
It's a bummer.
Like, I blame that scarecrow.
I mean, you're cursed. It's fine.
No. You're not cursed. Take it back.
Ugh. Yeah, I can't wait to hear about you going to this art conference in your Venom shirt. I did have a whole bit about that. Oh, we had a whole improv bit that may not have made that might have
the,
made it.
The, I don't, you know, who knows what makes it.
No, that probably made it me being Mr. Hudson Yards.
Oh, Mr. Hudson Yards. Yeah, I hope you are still happy with your installation. You know, over time it can see some wearing, so we have a team of people who will come by, and you know, we basically give them each $500, and then
dude who watches the Watchmen, who socially enacts the social practice.
they just re-crinkle the bag for you. Great. But then they also eat a sandwich or do whatever they want, but they're doing great. It's pretty easy $500. They just kind of touch the bag and... It's usually like, yeah, they have to be, they have to have hands for the job. Fuck. That's the requirement. That's
fucked up.
I know.
Fuck.
Oh, you're right.
I mean, that's capitalist, man. They're fucked up like that.
Yeah.
There's a character.
I know, they have to have hands. It's really, no, what if every job was something that we could all do? I can't even imagine. What if every...
It doesn't exist. Every human being is another shade of the spectrum. Nobody is alike.
Yeah, I gotta get out of here. It's bedtime.
Oh, we gotta go. We fucked up, and I'm gonna miss my friend's birthday or whatever.
Jeez. I don't know. Technology.
I was invited to like 3 different birthdays. I'm not gonna make any of them.
Oh.
Really bummed about it.
That's too bad. I was like, also maybe gonna hang out with somebody.
Well, you're invited to the thing I was going to, but...
Oh, I know, but I'm invited to have a date.
Oh, shit. Now, this wasn't on the previous recording. Oh, shit. Dropping that hot goss. Right up. Ooh. Damn.
Yeah. Is it Friday? Is it Friday today?
It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Sick, dude.
It's Friday.
You just sounded like a...
It's this little gremlin.
Like, no big deal.
It's Friday.
Oh my god. This is the weirdest trip.
Mm-hmm.
This is the weirdest journey.
Yeah. Hello, welcome to the Stoned Cast.
This is bizarre and fucked up that it's like the lost episode.
I know.
And the stoned episode at the same time.
That's why I'm like, dude, I'm bugging out. The coincidences. Cosmic stoned shit. Oh, nuts. Psychic visions.
Our whole part about snails.
Snails.
Gone.
Snails. The cutest.
We called out Sean's snails. Sean Patrick Carney from Human Objects Pet Snails. And how much we're I'm going to re-record this part.
We got to hit the high notes. Listen, there are a few key bits of information here. We totally read an article. We talked about
snails. We loved it. This article was like, this is the best. This is exactly what we needed to hear right now after going to fucking Hudson Yards.
It was perfect.
It felt so good. And I'm still going to blast the hell out of that article because I think this is like really what people need to be looking at
right now. It's got a really good reading list on it too. Yeah. It's got like... super well researched, like net of ideas that
they
actually
so
make
good.
So much sense. Just makes.
They're like one of the best, like you know, theorists that are like our age. Like they're really good.
Just like best voice. Just like so refreshing to put these like frustrations into words, and I don't know. Yeah, thanks. Thank you.
Man, I love it. I love it when queer theory intersects with anti-capitalist and Marxist theory. Ugh, I love it. Ugh, give me some of that. Now I'm on the up.
Yeah. Damn. Yo, get juiced.
The good shit is what I'm talking about.
And just for reference, like, okay is making a gun and just kind of slapping those biceps, just like, just like mushing some steroids around in there. We're pumping iron right now.
This is still the best episode.
I've got sweatbands on my wrists and on my forehead, and it's like really light pink, and I'm I have like 2 15-pound weights, and I'm just like, yeah, man.
Dude, this image is reminding me that please draw me yaoi doujinshi art. Of like artists you like or whatever.
Oh, I think that one that's on there.
Yeah, just that probably made it. Actually.
Picture of Rauschenberg and Jasper Johns.
Draw me and Lucia as Bishonen.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, hey. Come on.
Come on. When do we ever ask you for anything except for to sustain our lives? In our weird fucking show that we have to do because it's cathartic.
Yeah,
catharsis,
come on.
Secret word. That was a secret word.
Catharsis.
That's the secret word of the episode. Well,
it's the secret word of life.
Oh my God. All right.
Yep. Waves and waves. Therapy.
We did it.
Uh-huh.
Lost episode. Stoned episode. We got them both out of the way.
Yeah, now on to Adventure Time.
Yeah, traveling episode. That's another thing. Doing episode while some of the hosts are in other places. AKA both the hosts are in many places.
It's going to be perfect. It's going to be like, what? Whoa, Jesus, where? Fuck, everything is so different. Just why is,
so
many different worlds existing on this planet.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you guys so much for supporting us. I'm really excited to go on these trips, and we're going to have stuff out for you. We won't miss any times to bring you stuff. It's going to be great. We're going to bring you stuff from there. We both have field recorders.
Yeah. We're going out.
Oh, there's
going
to be content.
To find, content on the road. There's going to be stories, laughs.
I'm really trying to contact the Otaku Antifa.
Yes. Oh.
I really would like to do that for real. I contacted them and I would love to do that.
It's gonna be amazing.
Yeah. And just and in general, I'm just really excited to, see my friends there and talk to them and talk to people there. I'm just so stoked. Thanks everybody.
Yeah. Sorry, Julia Salazar.
Oh, fuck. God damn it. God fucking damn it. We're never going to be able to go home.
No. So many things happened.
Because
we got into a fight with Julia Salazar and she's waiting out there.
She's so mad. God, yeah, we addressed all that. There's a big controversy where, Julia Salazar is mad at us. The DSA fucked up their finances and when they endorsed Bernie Sanders, and now a bunch of their members are going to be on the hook for the organizational fuck up, campaign finance law violation. The DSA is really bizarre that they're not holding Julia Salazar accountable at all, and like none of her staff seem to be like cognizant of how strange they're acting, like about like a very simple like, what is your fucking position on this policy and why did you change the bill? And they're just having like a meltdown over like their first like actual conflict, and it's bizarre and there's no leadership. I'm summarizing everything that that's, we really got into it and it was great and it's not, yeah, we lost it, so
yeah, lost a lot of the nuances there where it was all in the tea. But
we were reminiscing about the episode we lost, and sorry, everyone.
Yeah, sorry. We're going to have some topics in the future, but they will be less timely than the conversation previously recorded and lost to the ether. So in the future, expect a lot of social practice to come up. That's the forecast. Forecast for the pod, heavy social practice.
next time, a proper episode, we promise. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
Travel stories up next.
Coming soon.
Down the pike. Travel stories, social practice, all stars, Nicki Minaj.
Musical guest. All right. Let's have fun.
Let's have fun.
Bye.
I get if you have an airplane. Let's have fun. Let's have fun. Let's have fun. Lots of fun. Let's have fun. Let's have fun. Let's have fun. Lots of fun.